A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine the feelings that invaded Joseph when he heard the good news for the first time? Here he was, an ordinary man, going about his ordinary life, working as a simple carpenter, and betrothed to Mary, a lovely, innocent young woman. No doubt he had dreams of having a family with her and teaching his children about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're told that he was a righteous man, so we know that he knew and loved the law and waited in hope for the fulfillment of God's promise to send a Savior. All of a sudden, his world was turned upside down. The woman he thought he knew and loved told him she was pregnant. Knowing he was not the father of the child, he wanted to do the right thing in order to spare her and her family as much as possible. Yet even as he planned to divorce her quietly, God intervened again. "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid." Did he dare to believe this mysterious voice? How could this be? How many times in our own lives have we settled into a life situation and thought we knew what was coming next? Then, out of the blue, we're shaken out of our complacency by the unexpected, loving hand of God intervening in our lives. You thought you were healthy, and you discovered you had cancer. How could this be? You thought you'd be in your job until retirement, and you're told that the company is downsizing. Your job is being eliminated. How could this be? You'd been living in your beautiful home for 50 years, and the state tells you they're going to widen the highway near you. You have to move. How could this be? So you tuck your dreams and hopes into your back pocket and move on, trusting that God is good, and whatever happens will somehow end well. They shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.